AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The U.S. is ramping up sanctions. No agreement on the first day of talks between Ukraine and Russia.
Pleas for peace in Ukraine dominated an emergency session at the United Nations, while hours of diplomatic talks between Ukrainian and Russian officials in Belarus ended without agreement. Both sides said they would try again soon. As blasts were heard in Kyiv, Ukraine is seeking a ceasefire and the complete withdrawal of Russian forces. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky announced he has signed Ukraine's application to join the European Union. It's a mostly symbolic act that normally takes years to achieve, and his country hasn't met the required benchmarks, but it signals a desire to draw closer to European allies. For their part, the 27-member EU bloc voted to provide aid and weapons to Ukraine, and EU foreign policy chief Joseph Borrell says officials have been meeting to figure out how to organize the flow of support, which they say will be coordinated with NATO.
They need the defensive purpose arms of any kind. And we are going to provide them.
I'm Jennifer King.
John Kirby at the Pentagon says Russian forces are being pushed off schedule by Ukrainian resistance.
They have made it very difficult for the Russians to continue to move ahead. We believe that based on what we know of what their plans were, that they are behind schedule, that they have faced a stiffer resistance than they anticipated.
At the UN General Assembly, Russia's Vasily Nebenzia says his country doesn't want war.
We constantly hear lies, fakes about indiscriminate shelling of Ukrainian cities, hospitals, schools, kindergartens. The Russian army does not pose a threat to the civilians of Ukraine, is not shelling civilian areas.
The U.S. says it's expelling 12 Russian diplomats at the UN. A 17-mile Russian convoy was 17 miles from the center of Kyiv in Ukraine. Fighting raged on in other towns and cities scattered across that country. Stocks finished with big losses at the close. This is AP News. Some new technology could help out endangered languages. Motorola is introducing a Cherokee language interface on its newest line of phones. It's a written form of the language first created by the Cherokee Nation Sequoia in the early 1800s. Richard Sneed is the principal chief of the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians. He hopes this is just the start.
I think it's a great opportunity for Motorola to demonstrate, and they're going to open source this, to demonstrate to other corporations how you can be profitable, but also demonstrate that you're a corporation that cares.
Sneed says there are only about 172 fluent Cherokee speakers right now.
Essentially, you're taught that everything about you as a human being is bad and God doesn't like it. Right, your language, your dress, your culture, your religious beliefs, all of that. And you're punished for being who you were created to be.
The hope is these phones can be conversation starters between older Cherokee language speakers and their tech-savvy grandkids. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.